Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, primary surprises. There have been a few. Jimmy Fallon tells us what Ted Cruz's friends say when he invites them to dinner, and Conan O'Brien reveals how Sarah Palin practiced for her new Judge Judy-style TV reality show. Jimmy Kimmel uses a video clip to show... Well, since you won't be able to see it, the sound you'll hear is a dash cam video from inside a car running over a Donald Trump sign. Now guess who was driving? All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Bernie Sanders has ignited a lot of passion, primarily among young people. And the incredible thing is he did it without posting even a single nude selfie. So it's very fascinating. Bernie can get very fired up. I watch him on these debates. But remember, if it seems like he's yelling at you, it's because he is yelling at you, and you deserve it.
Let's check in on the election here. In an interview with CNN last night, Ted Cruz was asked about being Donald Trump's vice president and said, quote, "I have zero interest whatsoever," which is also what Cruz's friends say when he invites them to dinner. It's like, no, you could have just said no. That's rude.
Bernie was on the ballot in three states today. There was a primary in Arizona and caucuses in Idaho and Utah. Donald Trump was behind in the polls in Utah. Utah is not particularly friendly territory for Donald Trump because most of the voters there are sober. You know, it's...
Donald Trump broke his promise to never use a teleprompter. Yeah. The controversial tool that continuously spits out unconnected phrases said he's not a fan of teleprompters.
According to a new poll, 60% of Republicans say they're embarrassed by their candidates in the primary so far. That means almost 40% of Republicans aren't embarrassed by their candidates in the primary so far. How can that be? When he was asked why he thinks so many of his fellow Republicans are embarrassed, Donald Trump said, "What's embarrassed? What is it?"
Sarah Palin in the news. Sarah Palin has just signed up to star in her own Judge Judy style reality show. Yeah. Palin said she knows how to deal with drunks, deadbeat dads, and barroom brawlers, and that's just her family. So, give me a good show. I'm looking forward to that show.
Some people who do not support Donald Trump are taking a more active role in expressing their displeasure, like this driver in Wilmington, North Carolina. Voters who veer so far to the right like Donald Trump. But so obviously, Jeb is still a little bit upset.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer spoke at a rally for Donald Trump ahead of today's primary in Utah, and she seemed to have missed one of Trump's key talking points. Take a look at this.
He's going to joke, he's going to grow jobs, and he is going to look out for the small business. He's going to restructure the tax structure. And not only that, he is going to build the fence.
Say more, say more.
It wasn't easy, but we found someone who's a worse listener than Trump. She's like, yeah! Build a fence! He's gonna build a fence!
Say wall! Say wall!
He's gonna build a fenced-in area. Fenced-in area. Fenced-in area.
Donald Trump sat down for an interview with CNN yesterday where he took on a wide range of topics, including Hillary Clinton.
She just doesn't know me. She doesn't know my policy. She doesn't know what I'm going to be doing. And she certainly doesn't know what I'm going to be saying today at 5 o'clock.
I think that makes two of you. Right?
Bernie Sanders recently spoke at the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona and said, quote, "We don't need a wall." No. Then Bernie said, "But then again, I told Noah we didn't need an ox, so who knows?"
Meanwhile, one of Donald Trump's most high-profile supporters, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, is working on a new gig. Sarah Palin, this came out today, is planning to host a new reality courtroom show. She would be the judge. The show doesn't have a title yet, but they're thinking about calling it Terrible Idea. Unlike Judge Joe Brown or Judge Judy, Sarah Palin does not have a law degree, but she's never been one to let a lack of qualification for a job slow her down. And shouldn't she have to wait for the next president to appoint a new TV judge? It's a strange thing. People who wanted to run the country are now hosting reality shows, and people who hosted reality shows now want to run the country. We live in a very confusing time. Sometimes I forget to put my shoes on.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.